Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to another show of In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. I'm kind of stepping over myself a little bit this evening. bear with me for a second. I actually have to bring one of our guests back online. The switchboard is acting kind of funky, which happens a lot when I bring Linda on. I interviewed Linda, who's one of our special guests on the show with me and Dr. Connie this evening, and she moves so much energy, it's no wonder the switchboard's going a little bit crazy this evening. So we have a special show for everybody. We know normally, you know, Dr. Connie usually does her part, or I usually will tie in later. Of course, my name's Mark, and of course, Dr. Connie McNeil. I usually come in and co-host every once in a while, or at least come on to do blessings at the end, or do readings, or, you know, co-create with Dr. Connie. This evening, we're going to do something we normally don't do, and that is we actually brought on a special guest, and I'm going to give some backgrounds of websites and all kinds of great info. But before I get ahead of myself in introducing this, or kind of doing the background on who this special guest is we have on the show this evening, I just want to let you know that if you're interested in asking some questions, you can call into the show at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. I will let you know that our guest this evening is Dr. Linda Howell. I met Dr. Linda probably, I would say, almost 7 or more years ago. And I got introduced to her because at the time, I don't know that much of anybody knew what Akashic Records are and how to get into them and how to do readings and all that kind of stuff. And I actually took a number of classes with Dr. Howell. And in my life is just amazing because of having that experience. So tonight we're going to be talking about the Akashic Records. We're going to be talking about how getting a reading or connecting to that energy is different from a psychic reading, and all kinds of other amazing questions that Dr. Connie will be doing. With that, we just want to let you know that we will be answering some general questions if you have them. I know I have some callers in my call queue already. But we will not be doing records readings this evening. We'll kind of be expanding on why we're not doing that. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, tons of information. We'll be talking about all the different books and all the programs and classes and everything that Dr. Linda Howell has. If you want to see a list of all her books and everything, it's up on our radio website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And on the half hour, we'll be kind of announcing all the websites again. We'll also be talking about a special class that Dr. Linda Howell is going to be announcing on the radio this evening, and we'll do that on the half hour. And, of course, to find out more about her and her amazing classes, her books, and all her materials, you can go to her website at www.lindahowell, that's HOWE.com. And if you missed that link, it's up on the radio website. As always, I love to give out Dr. Connie's website at drconniesays.com. Make sure to go check out her services. She works both in person and remotely. And you can find out more about Dr. Connie. And with that, let's go ahead and Dr. Connie, are you out there?
I'm here.
Excellent.
I am very
our guest, Dr. Well, Linda Howell.
Well, I'm so excited, Linda. I just want to jump right in here and welcome you to the show. I do know about Akashic Records. I think that they are the most marvelous thing that the universe has ever spun. So with that, why don't you just kind of give us an explanation and an introduction and just tell us what we need to know about Akashic Records.
Okay.
Now that's
okay,
really
there you have it.
There, how about that?
That was right. Okay, so here, so this is, so now I'm going to jump. I'm jumping right in. First of all, you know what? I just really, I thank you so much for, you know, for the opportunity for us to be together and really to talk about, you know, the records and how they, you know, how they can help us in our ordinary lives. You know, I think most simply said, you know, the Akashic Record is the vibrational archive of every soul and its journey. And even though the word, you know, Akasha is a Sanskrit word, and, you know, I'm from Chicago, and, I never heard of words like Akasha, but when I first heard this word, you know, it went right into my heart, and I thought, whatever that is, I must find out. And I did. I came into the records when I was 40, and that was almost 23 years ago. But the thing that I learned immediately is that the Akashic Record is an infinite spiritual resource. And so what that really tells us, you know, is that it is a spiritual resource that's available to us. It is an archive, a vibrational archive of every soul, everybody's in the record, and their journey. Most interesting to me is that every set of records, like Dr. Connie yours and Mark yours and mine, everybody's records has two parts. The first part is permanent. You know, some people talk about the records like it's etched in stone, but the fact is that there is a part of the record that is, it's permanent. It's fixed. It is part of the fabric of our soul. It's like the DNA of the soul. But what it is in real terms is our divine potential. It's who we will eventually come to be, to know ourselves as and to live as. Like, it's really our most magnificent self. And what travels along with that, and this is, of course, the fun part of the records, right, is the collection. It's like, what do you call it? It's like a catalog of the lifetimes we live through which we awaken to our magnificence and begin to live in the truth of who we are. And you guys are old souls. I know if anybody who's listening, young souls are not interested in a show like this or this conversation. But what that means is, you know, as old souls, you know, it takes a few lifetimes to awaken and then to be able to live in the truth of our divine potential while we're here on Earth. So that's like the starting place of the records, and it only gets better from there.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions. One is, do the records, are they only for individuals in this lifetime, or are they a culmination of every soul that's ever existed in every lifetime? And can I access information from other people's Akashic records to help my own journey?
Okay. All right, let's take one question at a time. I'm not sure I understand. So what are you at? What's this first question?
For the records, are they are they for everyone who is incarnated at this time?
Everybody, the records, this is, okay, the records.
It's like a library, right?
It's a library. It's a vibrational correspondent to planetary life. So it doesn't have anything. The truth is the Akashic Record has nothing to do with, you know, like starseed groups and this. The records don't have anything to do with that. It is the vibrational correspondent to the solar system, right, to the Earth, and actually to this particular solar system. So it's, you know, we always hear as within, so without, right? And so this is the within, and the planet Earth is the without, and as are we. So with the record, every human being that has ever existed, right, here on Earth is in the records. every human being, every soul. Like, and you know what? And we can't throw anybody, we throw no one out, right? We can't vote anybody out of the records. No one can be erased from the records. Sometimes people say, oh, somebody told me they took me out of the records. That's hogwash. It's not, I mean, it's just not possible. So every work, and you know how we say things like, oh, we're all in this together. As we work in the records, we learn the truth of that, because we are indeed all in this experience. It is a shared, it is a we experience. The human experience is a collective experience. So I hope that answers your question. So everybody's yes. in it. Everybody's in the records, but the fact of the matter is, we don't need to access, you know, people's records who aren't here. I mean, that doesn't do us any good. It certainly doesn't do them any good. We can only we access our own records in the here and now, right? So there's nowhere to go. We don't go to the past. We don't go to the future. You know, we really and truly live in the eternal now. And so we connect with the records here and now in the present, because in practical terms, the record is the convergent zone of the heaven, of heaven and earth. Okay. And so it can only be accessed in the present. And we don't access other people's records without their permission. Okay. Never. I mean, you know, there's no reason to. And if there's something that we need to know, like I have a son, right? I have a 23-year-old son. Oh, my God. Now, I cannot open his records because he will not give me permission because he doesn't want his records read. But I can find out everything I need to know about how to be a good parent to him by opening my own records. So that's really how that works. And I'm not sure if I'm really answering that whole question. So let me know, Dr. Connie, is there something else to that I'm missing?
No, I'm just trying to get a platform and a basis for how we access. I have heard that we can access, like if I wanted to be a writer, for example, so I'm going to access the records of a great writer in the past.
No, absolutely not. We don't access the records of people who are deceased. Okay, we only access, but what we can do is this, because, you know, I write books. And so that's one of the things I do. And when I'm working on a book, I go into my own records and I ask for inspiration, guidance, support, anything I need from all the lifetimes I've lived prior to this one and this one too, right? Any assistance I can get from other who I have been in other times and places. I mean, we don't want to underestimate the level of wisdom that individual people like you and everyone listening, the wisdom that we have been accumulating over countless incarnations, actually, and bring that to bear on this, on the work we're doing in the present. We don't open the records of anyone who's deceased. And it may well be that a project we're working on, we actually do this in the classes, is we open our own records to get insight, guidance, and wisdom from lifetimes that we've lived prior to this one that will help us on a project we're doing. People do it all the time, whether they're working on an art project, any range of project or creative expression. People do it all the time. But it's to get our own, because see, the records are about bringing the very best of who we are and who we have been, bringing that forward. And of course, the wisdom that everyone has been informed by, you know, I'm sure, you know, you have known all kinds of important, accomplished people throughout your lifetimes, and those relationships have had, you know, the impact of those relationships, you carry that with you in your own consciousness. So it's so we get the benefit of the work that other people have done, but it has to come through us, right? It has to come through us personally. That's how that works.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what got you into studying this?
Well, in a very ordinary sense, I'll tell you it was accidental, because you know I had a very typical upbringing here in the Midwest, in Chicago, and in a very traditional American religion, and but I was really raised to believe that if I managed well, that I would be happy, that life was all about good management skills. So I did everything I thought was right and good, and I woke up at the age of 24 with a life that looked terrific, and I was completely empty inside. And I prayed and had a remarkable moment of spiritual illumination, as many of our time are having. I mean, it's the age of awakening, spiritual awareness. Mm-hmm. So I had this moment where I felt completely known and loved by life, and also like I was a part of the whole of creation. And I thought, well, and I didn't understand it at all, and I thought, well, whatever this is, I've got to have it. And so I spent the years from 24 to 40 really beating the spiritual bushes, shall we say. I mean, I did everything, Dr. Connie. I went to every class, every workshop I met. I did everything because I thought whatever that experience is, I want that in my life. And everything I did was good. You know what I mean? You know, because every modality has something wonderful to offer, or it wouldn't be sustainable. Anyway, so there I was at 40, and I was on a panel, and there was a woman talking about the Akashic Record, and I thought, well, she's a little odd, but I didn't even care. I was like, I heard the word. I was like, I must go, which was a little embarrassing. You know, I hate to say that, but it's true. So I went. So here's what happened. I go to her talk. I go to her class. And we open our records, and don't you know, the experience I had upon opening my records was the same, was the closest thing I've ever come to that original spiritual moment I had at 24.
Mm.
Now, that was in 1994, it was the spring of 1994, March of 94, and I stopped doing everything else. I have been working in the records full time ever since. Now, I have to, this is what's funny, though. When I first came into the records, I didn't really understand them. I just knew that this experience was like, oh, it was breathtaking. I felt completely accepted. Like it was all right that I was an imperfect human being. Like life would put me to work anyway, right? Life could use me anyway, even though I was just a person. It just turned my whole spiritual reality upside down. And it was tremendous. And at the time, like I said, one of the first things that came to me was this is an infinite spiritual resource. And I thought, well, you know, I've been around. I was pretty arrogant. I thought, oh, I know what that means. And I want you to know, it is now 2017. I'm working on my fourth book. I have been working in the records with individuals and developing classes basically nonstop since this all started. And this is what I've been doing full time. It has been riveting to me, captivating, inspiring. It's as if the light has, you know, it's like the light came to get me basically. And I've been flowing in that channel ever since. But I had no idea at the time. I had a lot of very archaic ideas about what the records were. I mean, I thought it was so psychic, and it's not. And I mean, I have learned so much, and it's been tremendous. And you know, I also am very clear that I'm still at the very beginning of what's possible, because because the records historically, you know, the records were just for like scholars and mystics and saints, basically. But the age we're in, this is the first time in human history that the Akashic field has been accessible for secular people like us to make a more conscious connection with the Akasha, to have a more conscious relationship with our own souls, and to be inspired by this Akashic light. First time in history. So we're all pretty new at this, and it's fabulous. So.
Wow, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
So how if someone wanted to gain access to their records, how do they do that?
Okay. Well, you know, actually, that's what my first book is about, How to Read the Akashic Records. And the work that has been revealed to me through my own work in the records is using this process called the Pathway Prayer Process. It's a very simple prayer that has some instructions. I noticed that people who follow the directions do much better than people who don't. You know, I mean, it's not a moral issue. I mean, people do whatever they want to do, but I just know that it is a pathway for conscious access to the record, to really to the heart of the record. Okay, in the saying of the prayer, people experience a slight shift, okay? It's a subtle shift in awareness. So, you know, you're not unconscious. You're conscious, responsible, deliberate, all hallmarks of the New Age, as you know. And so we can move into the space of the record, which is a realm. I like to think of it as it's like the energetic connective tissue from the soul to the source. Right, and it is this vibrational connectivity, right, that holds us in place as we awaken to the truth of our infinite eternal oneness with the divine. Which, you know, in any state change, I mean, if you put boiling water, you know, you put fire under the water, it starts to boil. You better have that water in a pot.
Right.
You know, we want the water because we want a higher state. We don't want to be ice. We don't want to be water. We want to be steam. We want to be the highest possible vibration we can and still maintain our identity. And so I like to think the records are like the pot that holds us steady. Because, see, the record, it's a soul level dimension. So it's woven in at the soul level. It's part of us. And it emanates up from the soul, connecting us to the source. And it really holds us steady. So the reason I'm telling you this is, so what happens when we follow the directions, we say this prayer, and we step into or shift into this realm known as the Akashic Field, the Akashic Realm. And it is a sanctuary. It is a dimension of peace and tranquility and reverence and illumination. It's governed by what I've come to know are the Akashic Absolutes, and those are fear not, judge not, and resist not. When you put those three governing principles together, you get a very, I want to say, accepting, non-judgmental, peaceful environment. And that is the space of the Akasha. You know, before I came into the records, and I've seen this a lot with my students as well, people always used to say, I'd be like, oh, I don't know what to do, and what's it, blah, 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 you know, looking for guidance and more certainty in life. And and people would say to me, the truth is within. Well, listen, we all know the truth is within. The question is, how do we get to it? How do we hold steady long enough so that we can let ourselves know the truth? And as human beings, what really facilitates the knowing is the experience of emotional safety. As human beings, Now, I know as light beings, we have other issues, but as human beings, when we have that experience that who we are is good enough, that we are indeed safe, we are personally, like who I am, who you are, is a treasured element of the whole of creation. At that point, we can let our guard down, and the truth that we've been carrying around for lifetimes comes into our awareness. So that's generally how it works. There's an opening prayer and a closing prayer. We use them both because the idea is, you know, this is it's a spiritual practice, right? It's not so what we mean by practice is we use it appropriately. So, you know, I don't open the records and then go to my job as a bus driver. No. Right? I open my records, you know, and I'm sitting in my chair, I'm having my tea with my records open. I make my prayers. Mm-hmm. I explore the issues that are in my life. So, you know, and a lot of people learn because my first book is very, you know, it really fleshes out what the records are. It's all about the records, you know, what they are, how they're organized, and how they work, and how to have a productive relationship with your records, and then with other working with others, if that's what you decide to do, that's also included. But for many people, just, you know, the practice of opening the records and asking questions, exploring issues, mm-hmm. and journaling mm-hmm. is really a terrific way to go.
Well, I was, as you were speaking, I got on my Kindle, and folks, she's got these books for less than $10 a copy on Kindle, and that's a bargain. That's a bargain. So,
and we're all a bargain in any dimension.
Well, I mean, when you talk about, listen, when you talk about being able to access the essence of who you are, for less than $10. I mean,
I know. How about it?
That's a deal. I mean, that's a deal.
Oh, that's great. Yes, this is true. Oh, that's great.
But it's the one thing, you know, Linda, one thing I really like about it is, you know, I work a lot with the angels, and Mark and I work together, and we do readings, and we really pull in the intelligence of the universe, and mm-hmm. to have this in an archival sort of, like going into your own personal library and
yes.
finding those books or those that in, downloading that information that is going to move you to the next level is, I think, is just, if that doesn't smack of a loving universe who's intimately involved in, you know, in the creation of us and this world, I don't know what does. So.
Right. That is, see, and this is really how I've experienced and really see it, that it is, there is, you know, the universe is truly generous. And mm-hmm. this is such, you know, it's a very clean, relatively simple. I mean, you know, you have to do something, you know, but it is a way to actually, I want to say, mine the riches of all of the wisdom and insights that we've been accumulating for lifetimes.
Right.
This is
right,
not
right.
meant to go, it's not for naught, right? That this is
right.
really like who we have been and who we are becoming. This is all available to us so that, because the point is that we are here to actually become aware of our divine potential and then to live it. And
right.
the records, this is a resource that can facilitate that awareness and the, what do you call it? And then living it, the application. It's very, very exciting. And this is not what, you know, when I first started, I had no idea that's what this was. Right? I was expecting it to be, I was initially, I had a lot of confusion because I was like, well, wait, you know, I thought some guy with a big book was going to show up. And, you know, 85% of the people who work in the records don't see anything. Right? Mm-hmm. It mostly is through sense of knowing. And it's all about who we are now. And past lives only come to us if they support us in the present.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, oh, wait a second. I had this all wrong. Oh, heavens. Okay.
Wow. that is really powerful. Let me go ahead and just let's take a little break and everything here for a second. So for anybody that's tuning in, if you want to call in and ask Dr. Connie, myself, or Linda questions, we do want to let you know, if it wasn't clear during the show, that we won't actually be doing records readings this evening, and that's because the information that comes from the records is not like a psychic reading. It can be very, very personal, and I could imagine if there was something that we were going to bring forward, you probably don't want close to a million people hearing it. So because of that, we will not be doing records readings, but we will be able to answer other questions. And I do know we have a couple callers, and we'll take you on the air in a minute. For anybody that wants to dial in, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. As always, make sure to check out the websites, the radio website, which has all the links and information about all of Linda's books and everything, is posted up on our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Dr. Connie's information is at drconniesays.com, and our guest this evening, Linda Howell. It's amazing having you on the air, and so excited to hear all the different books you've published. You can find out more about her and her programs. You're going to find out about one of her classes that's coming up in a minute. And you can find out more about her and everything at lindahowell.com. That's H-O-W-E.com. And before I let you have the radio show for a second, Linda, to talk about your show, I want to talk about one of the great things that I enjoyed. I know Dr. Connie talked about some of your Kindle books and everything that are out there. I highly recommend for anybody that's listening that if you really want to make that connection with the records and everything, that you check out Linda Howell's audiobook from audible.com. That's audible.com. And her audiobook is actually available in other locations also. Linda, is that audiobook available on Sounds True also?
Yes, Sounds True has it.
Yeah, and, I think that's actually where I found it the first time. But her book called How to Read the Akashic Records, Accessing the Archives of the Soul and Its Journey, I highly recommend it. It's almost like having Linda sit with you with a cup of tea and teaching you the records face to face. And she does that in her audiobook in 6 hours and 27 minutes, and it is absolutely amazing. And that's How to Read the Akashic Records in audiobook. And with that, we got a lot of doctors on this evening. Dr. Linda Howell, can you tell us about what class it is that's coming up and how people can find out more about it?
Oh, sure. I'm doing a lot of, at this point, I'm doing a lot of teaching internationally, but I am doing one in-person class in the Chicago area in the middle of the summer, actually, July 28th, 29th, and 30th. And the class is about, it's your personal healing through the Akashic Records, which is the topic of my second book. But what I'm doing in this class, because really of what's happening in the world, is we are looking at the relationship between our personal healing and making a meaningful difference in the world, right? Because really one of our great opportunities of this lifetime is to express our truth and our values in the world in a positive way. And so we'll be working in the records, identifying, resolving some of our personal issues having to do with things like self-abandonment, self-rejection, all those things. But see, once we have a shift in that, then we are really empowered to make the positive difference that we're here to make. So it's really about the inner and outer aspects of healing, personal and, you know, personal and collective, transformational. You do not need any experience with this. I would say, you know, it's a good idea to read the book, but the books are easy to read. Can I just say, the books are very easy to read. Read them. Read the books. But come to this class, because I know this is such a, it, these are challenging times. And the question of how do I maintain my spiritual awareness? How do I have my spiritual center and engage in the world, right, to be a positive advocate for my truth, for my values, and to be supportive in the world in which I find myself right now? So I'm very excited about doing this class. It'll be a lot of fun. And what I really love about working with a group in person is, you know, you can ask me anything in a class. You know, we cover all kinds of things, and, you know, we have a wonderful time, and everyone is welcome. You can find out more on my, you know, on my website, lindahowe.com. And so this is, so please come. And, you know, I have other classes. I have online classes, and those are, all of this stuff is so great because everybody I know is in a hurry and we're all on our phones. But see, you can have these things on your phone and, you know, while you're talking or, you know, while you're walking around and doing your thing, you can be listening and learning. And, you know, I like to make that available to people too, but I laugh. I mean, just at where we are in the world right now. But there are so many ways to really support yourself, understanding that, you know, the world really needs you to be your best. So.
Wow. Yeah, I think, I mean, so many beautiful things shared on the first part of the interview. But I think the thing that really touched me, and maybe something because I am so logical and stuff in my head, that really kind of touched me about what you said during the interview today, was that you had said that you can just open the records and just sit there and have like this interaction in your records and ask questions and do inquiries, you know, all these different questions we have in life. You can just kind of sit there and have that interaction, like this personal connection into the records. And, you know, I guess I never really thought of it as being such a loving and nurturing environment to just kind of sit there. You know, I always thought you got to go in, ask a question, you know, start, you know, allow all the stuff to come through. So thank you for sharing that different perspective on the record.
Oh, do you know what? This is so interesting, Mark, because, yes, what I've learned and is just how relational is how I've come to understand the realm of the record, right? So this is not about, it's like, oh, great, another spiritual authority that's going to boss us around. No, this is, we're talking about co-creation. We're talking about engaging in exploratory conversations and discussions about who we are and the issues we face in our lives and how to see and know them from the perspective of the soul. You know, I used to think that spiritual meant, I mean, I was afraid of spiritual, truth be told, right? But working in the records, I've come to know that spiritual is, if something is spiritual, it's rooted in love. And when the base of love is there, we're really looking at getting used to knowing ourselves from a loving perspective, seeing ourselves and our issues and our challenges through the eyes of love and respect, and then to see the people in our lives from that same perspective, because the consciousness of the record is unconditional love and respect. Now, I didn't even know what that was when this all started. I once went for a reading. This is a great story. I went for a reading. This woman was supposed to be really great. I didn't have any money. I robbed Peter to pay Paul, and I go for this reading. And this woman, by the end of the reading, she was fine. I don't even remember what she said, but she starts yelling at me. She's like, "You just gotta love yourself." And the more, and she was very insistent, kind of adamant about this whole thing. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And she was like, well, you know, the answers are within you. I mean, it was a nightmare. And I sat there and I thought, here's what I thought. If this is love, I'm not interested.
Right,
I'm like,
exactly.
Oh, give it. But it was at that point that I, you know, and then, you know, I was so grateful to go into the records where there's no ridicule. There's no ridicule. There's no torment. There's nobody, you know, it's not like some jokester spirit guide making fun of us. This is like, wait a second, this is a universe that loves us and is really on our side, knowing what's possible for us and really there for us in a very real way. And I have to tell you, when I first started getting that, I thought, something's wrong here. Because, you know, from the pull yourself up by your bootstraps, damn it, school of spiritual growth. So anyway, it just has really upended all my old ideas about what it is, about what spirituality is, and about really what's possible in having, in working in an infinite spiritual resource. Excuse me.
That's amazing. All right, well, let's go ahead and bring our first caller on and see what kind of questions she has, and then
we'll
be right back, so hold on.
Okay, cool.
All right, Kathy. Kathy, I know you've been waiting patiently. What question do you have for us? You have, like, two doctors and me.
well, first of all, I just want to say thank you. I just the information was just utterly beautiful, and I really want to read your books. I just find, you know, your message and the clarity you brought to the subject just very powerful and comforting. And yeah, I just wanted to, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing all that wisdom.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Do you have any questions about this that I can help you with today?
Yes, I was like, I'm still like, I want to, like I said, I do want to read your books and get more into the subject, but I guess I'm wondering, like, is there a destiny factor? Like, you kind of touched on this in the beginning, I think, about, like, you know, the DNA, I guess, like, the life path.
Yes, the answer to that is yes.
Okay.
So, you know, this is so funny. This is so funny because, actually, I'm in the middle of teaching a class right now about manifesting and destiny, right? Manifesting your soul's purposes. And here's the thing about destiny in the record. There are three parts to your destiny, okay? And they're all important. And the first part is your soul, right? And when we're talking about the soul, you know, we know everybody's soul's purpose is to experience love. But the fact is, you're a unique individual. And in the records, you begin to see what are the unique ways that you can experience and express love. That's the question, right? Because that tells us a lot about your soul identity, okay? Now, then the second part is who you are as a human being. So make no mistake, who you are is your soul's very first choice. You know, you are not your soul's, you know, it's not like all the good people were gone. It's like your soul, in partnership with the divine, said, oh my God, there she is. This is just the perfect person to bring this to the world. Okay? So who you are, so we have your soul, your unique experience and expression of love, who you are as a person, and finally, the world in which you find yourself. Because here's the thing. Like, if your soul's purpose, one of your purposes, right, was to find out if the world is round or flat. Mm-hmm. The truth of the matter is, and you showed up in 2017, I would say you're about 600 years late. Right? So the fact of the matter is, the fact that you are here and now, and you live where you do, this is all part of the puzzle. So destiny, and destiny is from the word destination. It's like, where are we going to arrive? And our destiny, it's like, if I want to know, you know, where am I headed, I want to look at what I'm doing now, because what destiny occurs within the kernel of truth of the present. It's not going to occur later. It's we're actually living in our destiny already. But what supercharges our experience is our awareness. So that's why awareness is just so, so important. So I don't, does that answer it? So yes, destiny is very much, very much a part of it. But it's not, you know, it's not like mysterious. You know, see, your soul is an inextricable part of you. So what most people say about the records is, well, I kind of thought that about myself, or I knew that about myself. And it's like, of course you did. You're not stupid. I mean, you know, but part of it is, so it's not so much, we say in the records, it's energy first, information second, right? Because, say, all right, so here's the thing. You know, like, I'm 5'2". And I'm 5'2", whether I'm in the records or I'm not in the records. I mean, that's just kind of how it is this lifetime. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, outside of the records, I go, oh, darn, I'm 5'2". I want to be taller. I always wanted to be taller, right? And I get into the records, and it's like, oh, Linda, you're 5'2". God, it's the perfect height for you in this life. I mean, it's like to see everything. Do you see what I'm saying? What happens, it doesn't change the fact. What shifts is our relationship to who we are and who we and the world, you know, the world we're in and the people we interact with. So what that's where the shift is. Doesn't change the facts. Which I'm sorry. So I don't know, there's a few facts I'd like to change. I don't know about you, but you know. But it's like
that.
Yeah,
no, that was beautiful.
How that goes.
An acceptance and an awareness,
And an appreciation. That's really, you're right, acceptance, awareness. But it's this appreciation, like, wow, how cool is that? Right, because
All part of it. Mm-hmm.
We're all part of it. We're all part of it. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, God, oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And, you know... You know, and listen, if I ever see you in person, you can remind me of this this moment that we shared together, because I'll remember this.
Oh,
you know, so if we ever meet in person, you just tell me who you are. Remind me. I'll remember. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Wow. That was you know, it was supposed to be just a couple quick questions. It's just amazing to see all the information that came out just with her interaction and the sharing of love and energy there. Thank you, Kathy, for being the gift on our show this evening. Thank you.
Right, she asked the right question.
You know, we got a few minutes left on the show and everything. I guess, Dr. Connie, do you have any questions for Linda?
Yes, you were talking about, so if I wanted to contact you for a reading, what does that entail? How long, I mean, what would I expect?
Okay.
If I wanted to do a reading with you.
Okay. So if you wanted to do a reading, the first thing you would do is you would run to my website immediately, because I don't have many openings left. So that's just how that is. Okay. And then you'd get on my email list or, you know, the subscriber thing, and I'd let you know when more slots are opening. But anyway, so that would be the first thing. But really, when you come for a reading, I like you to really think about the issues in your life that have you stumped. Right? The unbudgeable human issues. See, the records are about who we are as human beings, right? So we're living as the intersection between, we are the human expression of the intersecting point of heaven and earth. And And that's like a great idea, but the fact of the matter is we have families and mortgages and health issues and God knows what else. And so we want to look at, so what is it in my life that has me, you know, upset, distressed, worried, concerned, these kinds of things. And that's our starting place. You can bring all the questions you want. I don't care. It's really helpful to write them down. You know, sometimes people come to a reading with 25 questions. And what you want to look at is, like, your life now, like, to ask questions like, what's my soul's purpose is, those questions will always be answered in the course of your reading. Okay, and so, but it is through our human experience that we encounter the divine reality. So as we are more clear and more in harmony with our human experience, the easier it is to grasp and to express those deeper soul purposes and intentions. So But the other thing is this, it's important to ask the questions that you're really, that are important to you. Like, oh my God, I think my marriage is falling apart or whatever it is. We can talk because those issues are portals through which we can unleash unconditional love and make more conscious contact with the divine. So that's what, now, I'm, you know, the fact is the records are really not very good for divination, like predictions. Because see, when you're in the records, you know, people say, well, when is this going to happen? Well, the fact is, you know, once you step into the records, time as we know it doesn't exist. So we've got real problems there. Right. It's like, and I'll have it. So usually it's like, it's, what do you call it? A sequence of events as opposed to, like, you know, I mean, within the scope of infinity, I mean, what difference does it make if something happens in November or December? Right? It really doesn't matter. So these are some of the things. So time doesn't matter. It's not very good for yes, no questions because it's really, it's an avenue perfect for the exploration and subsequent illumination of those issues that trouble us and keep us from the happiness that we deserve.
Right.
Yeah. So that's how we do it. I know sometimes I used to do where you, you know, I used to tape readings. I don't do any of that, but I know a lot of people record on their iPhones and stuff. That's cool. You can do whatever you want with that. That's fine with me. I don't do couples. Hey, I only do one person at a time.
Okay. So,
hey, Linda, I have a question for you. You know, you spoke earlier about going into the records as first about energy and second about information. Can you expand on that? Is there a value in just opening the records and just sitting in the energy and not even asking any inquiries?
Yes. So the short answer is you bet. Well, see, here's the thing. To actually be, you know, we are an information crazed culture, right? And we think that knowledge is the answer to everything. And, you know, knowledge is great, but knowledge is not power. Power is power, and knowledge is knowledge. They're separate things. Now, it can be very helpful to go in, like, to go into the records and to sit in the company, shall we say, of our own dedicated team of light beings who have nothing better than to do, and I don't mean this in a snarky way at all, but really, like, if you go into your records, Mark, your masters, teachers, and loved ones, you are their priority. You are the most important person in the universe to them. And to be in that loving, profound, intimate presence where there's great acceptance and compassion, you know, a dose of this every day for 10 minutes it's heartbreakingly beautiful. That's how I found it. It's to be in the sacred silence in that space is just, I don't know, it's unrivaled. And then, you know, and then any information we need, questions we ask, that can all come, right? But I think what's really most important is to have that moment, right? The moment of connection, the moment of experience. And it has nothing to do with words or, you know, it's not, being in the records is very subtle. I mean, as you know, I mean, there's not a lot of carrying on, but boy, there's, you know, there's nothing when we step into the realm of truth. I mean, we all know it when we're there. Every human being, every one of us has within that knowing when we step into a space that is one of honor and respect, one that brings dignity to us in our human condition, right? It's like, oh my gosh, there's no turning back. I think it's very valuable.
Wow, that's absolutely beautiful.
It also seems like it would be a cumulative effect too. So I sit, even though it's only for 10 minutes. But and it doesn't, it seems like a small thing and a small amount of time, but
and do you know what? Yes. And do you know what, Dr. Connie? I think most of us, well, I don't, you know, let me speak for the whole world, but the truth is, you know, but the fact of the matter is, as human beings, the experience of unconditional love is very foreign to us. And and we have to grow into it. I know when I first started working in the records, I thought something must be wrong. It's always so nice here. You know, I thought, oh no, you know, I'm writing for the wrath of God or something. I don't know, for somebody to make fun of me or, you know, and it's like, that's not it. It's like, oh great. So now how much love can I actually accommodate? How much love can I allow myself to enjoy? And I love your idea. Like, if I can have a little bit today, then tomorrow, it's like going to the gym, right? You build up, right. We grow. Because the truth is, humanity, the idea that love is good for us and that we are lovable as is a very new idea in human consciousness. Mm-hmm. We are the first generation at this scale to actually have some awareness that unconditional love is our birthright.
Right.
And so, right. And so,
right. And it would feel,
so with that,
and it would feel so
yeah,
foreign.
Yeah, with that, I want to say good night to everybody, and thank you for such a great show this evening. As we used to always say in the past, I know you remember this, Linda, wow, how fast an hour goes.
I know, isn't it? Like, where did the time go? We just got here. All right, listen. Oh, I love you guys. Thank you. It has been a real joy to be with
you
today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, let me go ahead and give out the website again if you want to find out more about the class that's going to be held in Chicago. All the great information and books and everything that she has. Check out her website at Linda Howell. That's howe.com. And Linda, thank you so much for coming on and doing an interview on In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. We always enjoy interviewing you, and it's great to talk to you again.
Oh, it's really great. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Bye-bye now.
All right. Thank you. Bye now.
All right. Thank you. All right. And Dr. Connie, we'll look forward to your next show, which is coming up the first Thursday in May. And I appreciate Kathy for your beautiful questions on the air this evening. You were such a blessing and gift to us. Thank you for calling in. And with that, I want to say thank you to everybody and have a great night. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio.